Well, good morning, everyone. Got a potluck today. That's awesome. Oh, by the way, Kai, I brought some baked beans. So I know you're disappointed, but I got them. So I won't put them up there on that table, but we're going to set them right there. So so it's good to be here. I was in Seattle last week and for work, and the weather over there was a lot nicer than it was here. It was a comfortable 80 degrees, and I thought as I was driving out of Spokane, I thought I saw a robin picking out worms with tongs because it was so hot here in Spokane. That's a joke. It's not a good one, but it is a joke. But the temperature, again, was very comfortable in Seattle. But even with the heat here in Spokane, I love coming back. I love being here in the church. Obviously, I love being with my family. I travel quite a bit, so it's nice to come home. Now, last week we talked about what the church is and why we should actually make it a point to show up here in this building each week. We went over the Great Commission and that every believer is commissioned by God or by Christ to make disciples and to continue to disciple one another. In addition, we went over the importance of the building of the community within the church, so others who are not part of this community currently will be able to be attracted to what's going on here as they come into this building or they interact with us throughout the week. Community is very important to God. Now this week, we're going to continue to expand on that and discuss, really get down to the nuts and bolts of what the church's purpose is. This will be a short sermon because, again, as Sadra and the board, and I want to thank them, they did a wonderful job of trying to really go through candidates and really try to discern what God's will is for this church. And I really appreciate that. I know my wife appreciates that the board did what they were expected to do by God. And so thank you for all the work that the board has put into that whole process. But anyway, again, the sermon will be short today. Because I want to take time to share my vision for the church that I've already shared with the board and the district leadership. And it's important for the congregation, as you are trying to make a decision and discern what is best and hear from God or what's best for this church, it's important that you understand and hear that vision as well. So I encourage everyone to stick around to hear that and obviously for the vote. Because, as I mentioned, any pastor who leads a church can only take a church so far. It really requires the whole congregation to be involved. I usually make a joke that we can bring Billy Graham in here to be, and I'm no Billy Graham. You can bring Billy Graham in here, and he's only going to take the church so far. Jesus is in every believer, and he wants us all to be involved. So that's important. And it's involvement even in deciding who's going to be the next pastor. Now, next week I'm going to go over how the church will be empowered by God to be successful in what God has called us to do. And I'll give you just a real quick spoiler on that because it really does tie into what I want to talk about today. When the church gets out of their comfort zone and takes the steps of faith towards their calling, that is when the Holy Spirit will move through each of us. And the people that we interact with who do not have a relationship with Christ will see that in us. That's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, but we have to do our part. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in every one of us, though, that will change lives and the world around us. But again, God wants us to take that step. He wants us just like Peter took the step out of the boat and walked on water. It's exactly what God is asking each one of us to do. So what is the purpose of the church? As I mentioned, we were commissioned by Christ to make disciples. That is what we were told to do by Jesus. But then we need to ask, okay, why? What is the reason? Why do we need to make disciples? Now, the easy answer to that is, if you have a relationship with Jesus, the easy answer is for eternal reasons. We want to share our faith and share the gospel, the good news, with people so they have eternal salvation. That's the ultimate goal for everyone in this world. That's what God wants for everybody. But Jesus had a purpose not just for the eternity. He had a purpose for the here and now as well. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus came to his disciples explaining the purpose for the here and now, for them and for us today. It starts off where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Now you see, from the time of Adam, the world fell into darkness. Whether a person believes in God or not, they cannot deny that this world is getting darker and darker each day. People are being divided into groups. We see it on the television screens and our news, that people are constantly being divided into groups, and then hatred continues to spread among those groups. You see, God wants us to be different, but when we divide ourselves into groups, what happens is it's just hatred and sin. It really comes down to sin just makes that hatred grow. So we see that growing each day. We see pornography spread across the internet, across our television screens. We see that just getting worse. I can remember when I was a teen, we didn't have that. I mean, if they had pornography, but you couldn't just pull it up on your computer screen. That's growing. Our children, we have to watch them constantly, what they're doing online, because even mistakenly, they can come across that stuff. The point is the world is growing darker. What we used to call evil, for instance, is now called good in society. And what we called good is now considered evil by many. You know, God warned us this would happen. He warned us that we would consider good evil and evil good. And he warned us that the world would continue to grow darker. You see, this is why Jesus said that we are to be the light of the world. Jesus was the first to come and bring that light and that truth into the world, and now he lives in each believer. Jesus is the new Adam, and he made us new. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, the Apostle Paul said this about Jesus: "The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit." When Jesus died and rose again, he said that he would never leave us. You know what was funny is I've been just thinking of the disciples as Jesus told them that he would never leave them, and then he goes to heaven. I don't know. I'm more of a practical kind of person in certain ways, and so if I was there, I'm thinking, what do you mean he didn't? He just said he wasn't going to leave us. Now he's gone. What's going on? Of course, we know him. Well, again, we'll talk about that next week. Is he gave us the power of the Holy Spirit to live in us, his power to live in us, and that's why he said he would never leave us. The church, all of us, all believers, now have a responsibility to show and offer the life-giving spirit that is in every one of us to other people that do not have it. Believers are the light to bring back true life to a world consumed by darkness. Believers are to be the salt of the earth, to bring back truth to a world consumed by darkness. Believers are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ in the world today. You see, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 4, the verses that we just read, Jesus told every believer not to hide the light. We have to do this again in our schools, in our jobs, and especially in our homes. You know, I used to think that I always had to share as a believer. I always had to share some scripture with someone that didn't know Christ or was doing something bad. I had to give them a scripture because I had to be the light and I had to be the salt of the world. And I would think to myself, this was, you know, a few years back, I would think to myself, if I wasn't sharing God's word with others consistently that didn't know him, that I was failing as a disciple. So I would put pressure on myself to be able to share scriptures with someone who was in need of some godly advice or some godly influence. But I've now come to really understand that by me putting pressure on myself to share scriptures like this, I was really being more religious than authentic. Non-believers can see through that. And it's not very effective. I'm not saying Scripture is not effective, and I'll get into that in a minute. Because it doesn't excuse us from knowing, studying, and then, yes, sharing Scriptures or God's Word at the appropriate moments with people. The Apostle Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. This is why discipleship in the church is so important. We need to be able to give answers to people who are asking, from people that know Christ, because those are the answers that are going to influence this dark world to bring light. But that doesn't mean we just start spouting off scriptures everywhere. We have to be authentic. We have to form relationships. We have to build community. We have to show them that the light is in us. And then when they ask, as Peter said, be prepared to give them the reason for your hope. That's when you share the scriptures with them. That's when you share God's word with them. Now, don't get me wrong. I sort of knocked religion a little bit there about being religious. Religion's not a bad thing. We so often in the church, in today's church, in the world, we consider religion to be something bad. Religion's not bad. Jesus did religious acts. We just did one just a little bit ago. Religious acts are for believers to grow closer and to grow closer to God through the things that he's asked us to do to grow closer to God. Those are religious acts. But non-believers don't understand religious acts out in the world. We have to shine that light first. And the church has been given that responsibility now. Now, the mission of the church is clear. We are to make new disciples. Our purpose should now be that clear. We are to bring the light and the salt to the world so others can get to know Christ. Because that, if we know that purpose and we go forward with that purpose in mind, we will fulfill the mission that Christ has given us. We will make new disciples. That's why I was so adamant last week that I believe with all my heart that this church will grow if we do these things that God has asked us to do. This church will grow, both spiritually, most of all spiritually, but of course, what follows usually are numbers. So as a believer, if you're seeking to hear God's voice in your life, it has nothing to do with salvation. If you have given your life to Christ and you have asked for forgiveness, his forgiveness is everlasting, as the song we just sang. But if you're struggling to hear God's voice in your life, you have to step out of the boat. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to read scriptures. God speaks through his word. Anyone used by God in the past, whether in the scriptures or throughout history, had to step out. They had to take that step of faith. And when they did, amazing things started happening. It doesn't mean that there wasn't pain and there wasn't suffering that came, but that was secondary to their lives. They still felt that stuff. But they saw amazing things happen in their lives, and especially the people that they were interacting with each day, because that's when the Holy Spirit started moving. And that's what we'll talk about next week. So take that step. Also, be different. I just talked earlier about how we're divided into groups, you know, and how that's creating hatred and so forth. But God wants us to be different from the world. In the sense that, are we dividing ourselves into a group? Well, we are in a group. But our group should be different than all the other divisions, whether it's liberal, whether it's conservative, whether it's Republican, Democrat, different races, different religions, all these different things that keep dividing us. We are to be different in the sense that we are to be following what God has asked us to do, which is to love people, to show them grace, not to determine what socioeconomic group they're in, what politics they have. We are to be different, and that is to show love and mercy and grace, because we are to give that grace to show them what that is all about, so they can come into relationship with Christ.